my machine gun trigger after giving me life.
Yo, yo, y'all turn the page, read the news today. People get fired, some get wild. Looting on the street cause the dogs gotta eat. By any means necessary, turn it over the hourglass. Gotta get it straight before it's too late. Cause I don't wanna be behind that gate. Now everybody sing the hook. Come on. Millennium.
And look towards the sun, sun got the darkness on me.
Everybody sing this part right here.
Mama, mama, you know you raised me with a father finger.
I want to take this time to thank you for giving me life. The beat, come on and just make money, money, make money, money, money. Hey yo, clap your hands to the beat, come on and just take money, money, take money, money, money. Hey yo, raise the roof up in the air, come on and just raise the roof for the people trying to eat. Stop your feet or on the floor, come
introducing
on and just
stop, Bono straight stop, out of stop, Dublin. Stop.
Sing this part right here.
Mama, mama,
you know you raised me with no
father finger.
I wanna take this time to thank you for giving me
life. New day there. It's Wycliffe and
Bono.
I think that one is to raise awareness about third world debt. But I don't think the sales of that are ever going to actually pay off the third world debt. But well done to Wycliffe and Bono. I think there's a big concert going on very soon, isn't it? It's going to be broadcast live on the internet. I think they're doing it from London, somewhere in Sweden, I think America as well. Yeah? But if you don't want to go to that, why not go to www.radiofreedom.co.uk and you can learn all about Radio Freedom and what's coming up in the next 2 weeks, the final 2 weeks of this season of Radio Freedom. Have you been there yet, Andy?
Yes, I visited recently.
And what did you learn on that website?
Lots of interesting information and good-looking pictures of people who are really nice.
Those people are really nice. Want to name some of those really nice people?
Me and you and Matt.
Yeah, that's about right. And what about chipshopminton.com? Is he on there?
I don't know. I haven't seen his page.
Loads and loads of links if you go to radiofreedom.co.uk. You'll learn all about Beach's Basement, Nickner, or is it Dickner, or whoever you want to call him. He's in Spain at the moment, so he can't hear us. So we can call him a big fat... whatever, and he won't know, of course he can't hear us, but thank you for Dickner for ringing us up. He must have a bit of money. He's making too much money doing these DJ roadshow things, I reckon. What do you reckon?
He's professional.
Hey, I asked a bit ago, I says, what's the name of that lead singer in Sleeper?
Did you remember?
I remembered suddenly, it's Louise Wiener.
Wiener?
No, it's Louise Wiener.
All right.
Oh, I don't know if you pronounce it, is that spelled W-E-N-E-R?
W-W-E-N-E-R.
No, maybe it could be Louise Wenner, but I reckon it should be Louise Wiener, because it sounds funnier.
Right.
Yesterday, I was reading the News of the World, something very interesting. No, sorry, I'm not talking about burglars in Nottingham again. Apparently, Zoe Ball, because sometimes she's late getting up, they have tapes of it, and she's not actually live. It's all tapes. Did you not read that?
Well, she's not very good anyway. She can play her own CD.
That is something we would never, ever do, isn't it?
That's right.
Nothing ever, we would ever do anything like that.
Is this a link?
Andy, the tape stop. Put it back on again, quick. I know.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright.
gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna let our hair hang down. The best thing about being open is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 go totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men should short skirts.
Andy, apparently it's a fact that Shania Twain, who was singing there, Feel Like a Woman, Man I Feel Like a Woman, she won't allow anyone to work on her road shows that likes her kind of music. Because what she'd rather do is people actually watching the crowds and working rather than boogieing to her music.
Sensible then.
Sensible choice. But I think, I hate her music, but I could watch her all day.
Any particular reason, Rob?
Because she's a very sexy lady friend. Why can't you go out and find someone like her on Saturday?
Well,
there's a big pause.
Town was dead.
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind.
He did find somebody, though.
Yes, and he was the son of a butcher's son.
The next track, mate, I've got no idea who it is. I just know it sounds like a quite good one, but who's it by?
Well,
I'll tell you, shall I, Robbie?
You tell me who it is.
It's by Big Wide World.
Big Wide World, not Big Wide Arse.
No, not you, Rob.
What's it called?
Born to Lose.
Born to Lose.
I used to know a man who used to shimmer points of view. He's not you, he's not you. I used to get around this broken down town, I'd slip until the afternoon. Me and you, we were born to lose. Sit right there in your easy chair. You go nowhere, you got candy colored kisses in the air. You better believe it now. Oh, what you gotta do?
to lose. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You were born to lose. I used to give me kicks from staring at the yellow moon. Now that won't do. That won't do. And I used to get high on a slice of pie. Now skipping off the coffee spoons. Me and you, we were born to lose. Sitting like there in your easy chair, you go nowhere. You got heavy color, got kisses in the air. You better believe it now. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You were born to lose. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You were born to lose. To share my points of view. He's not you. He's not you. I used to get around this poker nap town. Now sleep until the afternoon. Me and you, we were born to lose. Sitting right there in your easy chair, you go nowhere. You got candy color, got kisses in the air. You better believe it now. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You were born to lose. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You were born to lose.
Taken from the soundtrack to When Saturday Comes. That was that film with Sean Bean in it, wasn't it? When he was playing for Sheffield United, is that
yes,
right?
That's right.
And talking about football, if anybody does want to give me a quick call and let me know exactly what the score is at the moment. What was that noise there?
Radio.
Was it the radio? If someone wants to come and ring me up and let me know what the score is at the moment, I would much, much appreciate it. Please be honest with me. Don't tell me that Derby are actually winning if they're not really winning.
Right, they won't be winning.
They won't be winning. Not the way we saw them play the first half an hour. Anyway, as promised, this is The Charlatans, Forever. It's been released today, and this is going to be a top tune from The Charlatans. It's called Forever on 106.5 FM, Derby Radio Freedom.
Hello. I'm going to find it so terribly difficult in the next few days to return to Highgrove, as I'm so hooked on Derby Radio Freedom on 106.5 FM. Come on, huh? Turn it up for me, Doc. Now I know why you listen.
I make you feel it, I'll give you all my love. Hold it, don't leave it, misuse it, as long as you believe in love. Mama, this world's a choir, I have so much to give.
The Charlatans, I'm Forever on 106.5 FM. That's released today. What do you think of it, Andy?
It's right good, that.
It's not bad, is it?
It's not a bad tune.
A bit of a long track, though, so we'll talk over the end of it. We're not like this cheap FM one that say, all the hits, all the songs, all the way.
All day long.
Because, you see, they've got nothing to say, whereas we just like the sound of our own voice. That one, released today, I think it might get into the top 15. I don't know if it'll get into the top 10.
I think that'll get in the charts.
Do you do it? Well, it will get in the charts, but do you reckon it'll get into the...
Telephone.
Is that the phone ringing?
Yeah, keep talking.
Keep talking. Well, we've had that, so now let's bump it up a little bit while we go with a little bit of a loco. Still a top tune, it's been played to God knows how many times at this station. I know, because I've been listening. Have you been listening too? Well, you should be. Maloco, bring it back. 106.5 FM, Derby, Radio Freedom.
Tired, I sleep through the day.
Maloko 106.5 FM. Bring it back to 106.5. You enjoy that one? You're singing away there, Andy. You're singing away, aren't you? Go on, sing a bit louder. Go on, sing.
It's finished now, mate.
Is it finished?
I weren't singing. That was her.
Oh, was it?
Aye.
Oh dear
me, today. Anyway, Derby's rubbish. Oh, somebody.
Oh, what's up? Phone's ringing. Just find out who's on the phone. See if there's anyone wants to come on air. Hello, is there anybody there?
Hello, can I speak to Rob McSherry, please?
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Detective Inspector Stefanowski here. Just like to talk to you about a mutual acquaintance, a Mr. Terence Hunter, also known as Terry the Weasel, also known as Miguel Sanchez. He's also known as Dr. Richard Kimball, the fugitive. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know someone called Terry Hunter, yes.
You do?
And yeah, I've not known him very well, you know, just every now and again we speak on the telephone.
Right. He phones you then?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. That is why I'm actually speaking to you, Mr. McSherry. You may be able to help us.
Well, what's happened?
Basically, this man is very dangerous. He's on the run, I don't know whether you're aware.
Well, I thought he's always been joking around, you know. He says one minute he's here, one minute he's there, one minute he's the other, somewhere else.
Now, we believe he may have killed his wife.
You're joking?
We're not sure. Well, basically, we'd like your permission just to trace the phone call, really.
Well, you know, really and truthfully, he's my mate and I really wouldn't want that. You know, he rings up here, he's a joy to behold.
Jerry, can I just interrupt you there, please? We've got files on you, I'm not sure whether you're aware.
Files on me?
Yeah. There's drug charges, penalty fines, that internet porn. We know all about you.
No, it's not true. It's not me you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we're willing to wave away those problems that you've got and give you maybe an incentive, some cash.
No,
what do you have to do?
You're going to have to offer me more than that.
Three ladies a night?
Okay.
Three ladies a night?
Yeah.
That's only for four
and
nights.
And some cash?
That's for four nights. Well, no, not on cash, surely. We're on a very tight budget here.
Okay, so what have I got to do?
Basically, we want to be able to tap your phone. So if he rings, either now or in the future, that we can trace where he's calling from. Are you willing to help us?
What do you reckon, Andy? Should I do it?
I wouldn't.
Don't ask Andy. Andy hasn't got a clue.
I rely on what Andy says. He's my expert legal person.
Listen, Mr. McSherry, I'm sure you can make a decision for yourself. You're a grown boy.
I'm a big boy now.
Well, I don't know about that. Not what your mum was telling me, anyway.
All right, Detective Stefanowski. I'm on
Detective
for it.
Detective Inspector Stefanowski.
Beg your pardon, Detective Inspector.
Of the Yard.
I'm not worthy.
Well, will you help us?
I'll help you.
Very much.
When is this likely to happen?
Sorry?
When is this likely to happen?
Well, hopefully we'll tap the phone. As soon as I get off the air, we'll be tapping the phone.
Okay.
I'll be in touch.
Okay. Well, I hope I can be of help. Has he gone? He's gone. Andy, what do you reckon?
That's scary.
It's scary. I'm not having police ringing me up and saying that, you know, they're going to tap his phone, but I suppose I've let myself in for it now, haven't I? They're going to do it.
All right.
You know what I must be?
What's that?
Crazy!
You are.
Well, what do you reckon to that, Andy?
Crazy.
Crazy. I've got the coppers on to me. Now, they're saying about internet porn and car parking fines and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not true.
Okay, the car parking fines, you didn't. It was a speeding ticket.
And it wasn't porn.
Wasn't it?
No.
Is that not porn?
Not porn. No, no, no. It's not porn.
Isn't it? Oh, great.
No, it's not porn.
Well, that means I can sell that stuff then.
I mean, well, I mean, I know I said I agree to them tapping the phone when Terry's maybe rings us up later on. I do hope it doesn't ring up now, actually.
I don't.
Because
telephone calls.
No more telephone calls. We're not wanting to get him bugged or buggered. I don't know what you call it. So I'm getting a bit worried now. I'm getting a bit sweaty under the armpits, mate.
You're very sweaty.
Is my back going sweaty as well? Is my back all dark?
Yes.
I just don't know what to do. You know, I don't smell. I've put plenty of deodorants on. Do I smell?
Just your bottom.
Why do you know that? You're not a dog, are you? You're sniffing my arse.
I can smell it from here, man.
You're sniffing my bum?
You smelly fart you get.
Why did dogs lick the... No, I won't go with that joke. Not for radio. Not for radio. Not even at 7 minutes to 10 on 106.5 FM.
Oh, that was a good time link.
Yeah, you know. Armin van Halen, you don't know me. Currently looking very pleased with himself. What's up, Andy?
No, I'm not that pleased, unfortunately, but your lovely lady friend Lisa has just phoned me up and said that Derby have equalised and it's now full time. 3-3.
It's 3-all. Time. Well, that's a point for Derby.
Guess who scored the last goal? Your mate,
Dean Saunders.
Mikel Beck.
No way of knowing fallen leaves in the night. You can't
Was Emmy and More Than This on 106.5 FM. Before that, Armin van Halen featuring Dwayne Hardon singing about You Don't Know Me, and it's coming up almost to the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. I almost got that record finished to perfection, but yet again, I failed miserably.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Paul Osborne. Europe's threatening legal action against France if it doesn't drop its ban on British beef in the next week. The European Commission says it's found no justification for the French decision to continue blockading imports. Terry Lee from the Meat and Livestock Commission says it's time to get tough.
The Commissioner said that there is no new evidence they provided. And in fact, in our reading the report, we found three distinct errors in their understanding of the British date-based export scheme. So either they are misconstruing what we've done, or they don't understand what we've done. So I think it is time to take some serious action.
Police have found the bodies of two adults and three children at a house in Birmingham. A man was discovered hanged at the house in Spark Hill. His wife and three youngsters had been stabbed. Police say they're not looking for anyone else in connection with the killings. Tory leader William Hague's calling his new policy initiative a common-sense revolution. He's unveiled a host of new proposals and says it proves the party's ready to challenge Labour for power. As the Tory conference gets underway in Blackpool, Mr Hague promises his new ideas will strike a chord with voters.
In my experience of travelling around the country the last 2 years, people know crime in their town has gone up, and they know that if someone gets ill in their family, they have to wait longer to see a consultant. And they know somebody on the street who could work but doesn't work and is living off Social Security. And unless we sort those things out, we're not going to get all the other things done in this country.
Genetically modified seed firm Monsanto appears to be making a significant climb down. The American firm has revealed it's to abandon the Terminator gene, which makes GM crops sterile. campaigners say would have destroyed traditional farming in developing countries. Football and Derby are celebrating after coming from behind to draw 3-3 with Southampton at the Dell. Rory Dallop took the lead for the visitors when he scored from close range in the 21st minute. But the Saints hit back with goals from Marians Pahars, Matt Oakley and Stuart Ripley. Jacob Larson scored Derby's second from a free kick. Mikael Beck grabbed an equaliser in injury time. Independent Radio News.
Radio Freedom is a Future Club presentation supporting New Normanton, the spirit of the city.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home.
I'm doing that a lot tonight. I'm forgetting to program it in, and it just keeps playing on to the next one.
Oh, you're so silly.
It's like I'm a day before my time. This is normal. Happens on Wednesdays, not Tuesdays. And you look
shattered.
And no, I'm not too bad on Saturdays. You just won't remember because you're not with it. You're out with fairies because you're always hungover. It's true though, isn't it? You're always hungover.
Well, you're the master, mate. You're the master who can make the things
the master
happen.
On Doctor Who, the Master and the Daleks. Did you still watch Doctor Who?
Yeah, it was scary.
Who was your favourite Doctor Who?
I would say the bloke with the curly hair and the long scarf.
Tom Baker?
Yeah.
Hmm. Can you name all the Doctor Who's, the people, different people who've played it?
Yeah, there's a bloke with shorter hair and a scarf.
No, from the first one.
No, I can't, no.
William Troughton. No, Patrick. No, William Hartnell, number one. Patrick Troughton, number two. John Pertwee, number three. Tom Baker, number four. Peter Davison, number five. Colin Baker, number six. Sylvester McCoy, number seven. And then if you include the one in the crappy film that they did, then I think, is it Paul McGann?
Sorry?
You're not interested, are you?
Oh, not me.
I thought that was a moment of inspirational genius knowledge there.
Yes, Rob, you are so clever and good. Everybody loves you.
Here's an easy question for you. What was the name of their dog?
K9.
And Tom Baker used to have a woman, and what was her name? He actually got married to her in real life, by the way.
Mrs. Who?
It was Romana.
Oh, cheeky. That's her off Blue Peter.
Who, Romana?
Aye.
What part does she play in Blue Peter?
You watch children's telly and stuff. Oh, she wasn't, I don't know.